Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida stations to great radio stations all across the United States as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, we broadcast from our stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa. And it's always a pleasure to be able to talk to you and to give a special shout out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers, thanks so much for what you're doing, as well as the deliveries you're making down into the Ground Zero where the hurricane hit us, Hurricane Ian down there. We appreciate that, too. Now, don't forget Felix and the bulk mail haulers for the mail service, United States Postal Service. Appreciate you guys as well. And our suicide jockeys handling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, taking it wherever they're hauling it to all around the place. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers doing the hauling and delivering of things out there. I got a package yesterday from Amazon, as a matter of fact. And let's not forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and is the website. And you'll also be able to follow us on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, and on Twitter. Captain's America is the way you do that. Captain's America. And again, the website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, with all that said, let's bring in Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California, where, I don't know, he might be swimming right now. Let's see. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. Oh, Kyle. Are you there, Kyle?
And good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Did you forget to turn a button on there?
Yep, looks that way, but yeah. We're good.
Okay, well, we are now, but you know, I was debating whether or not you were going to have to call me back again. All right, now, are you ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I sure am.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start the show tonight with a devastating story coming out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I know right where that is. It's a an oil town, a trucking town, a warehouse town, almost into Arkansas on the eastern part of Oklahoma. And yesterday around 4 o'clock, a fire started, and the fire department was called, and they showed up to a horrible, horrible scene. 8 people were dead inside that home.
That's exactly right, Captain. We understand it took place in a house inside on the 400 block of South Hickory Avenue. Police identified the idea that there are 8 people living in the house, including 6 children. So it appears to be one family that was killed. But they are treating this as a homicide investigation for various reasons, whatever those are, whatever they found there at the scene. But they're not releasing any additional details at this time.
Nor do I think they should until they make an arrest or an apprehension, because obviously if somebody did this, more than likely they're at large, might have been a house intrusion, a burglary gone bad or something. What a shame. What a shame.
Well, yes, just terrible. And, of course, the town of Broken Arrow there, they are absolutely reeling from this, and our hearts go out to them, and our prayers are with them.
Yep. Now, it's become absolutely mind-numbing, and I've kind of tried to stay away from this a little bit. I can only to a certain degree because it is news and I have to report it. But the Republicans, I believe, are going to win this election hands down. Now, it may not be quite as dramatic and quite as numerical as the numbers we're hearing, 20 points, 30 points, new congressmen, senators, the whole nine yards. There might be a little discrepancy there. But, folks, you can't assume anything. You still have to assume that we are 20 or 30 points behind, and you got to vote like your life depended on it.
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, one of the things, Captain, of course, there's already been a lot of early voting.
No.
So some people may have come out in terms of voting down the party line, for example, especially for the Democrats. But, Captain, so many Democrats, as we know, are so disillusioned with what the Democrat Party is doing, what it's all about, what it's been up to. We're going to see as we approach Election Day, and especially on Election Day, we may see some major changes. But that is no reason to stay home. It's no reason to look at the polls and say, well, looks like the Republicans got this. We need every single hand on deck.
Yep. And the other thing is that look around, see where the money's being spent on the races, and you'll know that that's where they believe it's important enough that they need to keep pushing the point home. And you can tell by looking at the ads in certain areas. So there you go. All right. Well, Kyle, hold the fort right there. And, folks, we will be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Kyle Warren, stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will. And thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And thank you very much, folks, for tuning in on this Friday morning. We love hearing from you. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Now, you heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and how his pillow has given me the good night's sleep that I need when I can get it. Now, he continues to roll out new offers on his products, and his latest is on the towel set. Towels aren't something new, you think about it often. And I never knew what was missing until I tried the towels last year when I bought a set. Now, you've all helped to build MyPillow into an incredible company as it is today, and you've trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. But now, Mike's changing his game altogether with the six-piece towel set. And let me tell you about these towels. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, and I mean big bath towels. They wrap around me. And I'm not small. And also two hand towels. Two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98, but for a limited time, you can get this entire set for the low price of $39.98. That's a savings of $50. A promo code is Captain. Yep, promo code is Captain. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, don't forget, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459 for more details and talk to a live person. or just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials page to get this insanely low price. It reminds me of Crazy Eddie in New York where the ads used to do, "It's insane!" The insanely low price of $39.98 on the six-piece towel set. And you'll find deep discounts on other My products, MyPillow products there as well. Remember, enter the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. Okay, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Back to our friend Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Mr. Professor, you've got an audio there, right?
We do, Captain, as a matter of fact. Now, this is a hot mic audio that was taken from essentially the tarmac as Air Force One landed, and the president there was met especially by Senator Chuck Schumer, and he starts to tell President Biden about some problems they're having, especially in Georgia.
Yep.
And let's listen in. Now, I have to warn everybody, there's a lot of ambient noise here from the tarmac.
Yeah, because you're on the runway outdoors.
Exactly. So let's listen in. So we're going to stop it right there just for a second.
Well, I couldn't quite understand what he was saying. What did he just say?
He's saying we're in danger in that seat, and I think he was talking about Georgia at that time. But then he kind of changes the subject, Captain. He says it's close, we'll see, but where, you know, it looks like the debate didn't hurt us too much in Pennsylvania as of today, so that's good. But he goes on to say that they are in danger in Georgia. And he even goes on to say from their captain to the president that he can't understand why people in Georgia would go for Herschel Walker.
Well, let me bring this into the mix, because there was a brand new Real Clear Politics poll that came out yesterday that had Herschel Walker up by 11 points. That was a bounce he got from the debate, because Warnock was just absolutely terrible.
Well, sure. I mean, these kinds of things, Captain, start to add up to perfect storms in some of these key races. And it's just something that they can't really, I think, really stand against anymore, because the policies are bad, the economy is bad, things around are getting worse, people are hearing these things and they don't believe the Democrats.
Now, because the audio on that was so bad and I could really not understand what was being said, I'm assuming whatever you're going to play next would be the same way. Is that right?
That's true. That's why
you can at least tell us what he said. All right. Exactly. So in the meantime, I'm going to go to the telephone line and take a caller, and it happens to be Bagab and Bob. Okay, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Ken, did you see where Elon Musk bought Twitter and he came in and fired all the top executives?
Yep.
And he also said he's going to reduce the workforce from 7,500 to 2,000. Now, what I'm wondering is, do you think Twitter is going, or does Kyle think that Twitter is still going to remain the same as it was? Obviously, not as far as the free speech goes, but I mean as far as being effective. And will people come in and on the left and the right and still open up, and will another network come in and take over Twitter? All right, I just want to know what Kyle thought about Twitter.
All right. Well, Kyle, Twitter is a mainstay of social media and has been for a number of years. Of course, they did get somewhat greedy and started to really clamp down on alternate speech that was anything that they didn't agree with at management. Elon Musk, one of the reasons he said he was buying them was to stop that, because he wanted free speech there. That's what it was supposed to be all about. And, of course, Musk, and just like the Trump people, they created Truth Social. And that's a wide-open thing where you can pretty much come in there and say whatever you want, as long as you don't personally go after people. If you do, then they'll boot you off.
Well, sure. Well, there's definitely going to be some rebuilding of the Twitter brand to try to get some people to come back to it if they've already sort of left the platform, or to trust the idea that they can go on the platform and begin to post whatever they want to post in terms of their opinions and things like that. But it is a very powerful brand. It still is, because it was a pioneer with 140 characters and this kind of thing. So if you're first into a market, more or less, you're going to stay there for quite some time. That being said, of course, we'll have to come back in a little bit of time after a little bit of time has passed to see exactly what the reaction is going to be. I don't think Elon Musk is going to turn around and sell it anytime soon.
No.
But he is definitely going to start making some pretty bold changes there. And so we're excited to see what those are.
Now, his company stock over at SpaceX started to drop as a result of him taking over Twitter. And it went down significantly over the past couple of days. Now, it'll probably come back once they start doing some different things again, because they are on the list to do some deep space travel, as well as I think they're one of the companies being considered to put a moon base up.
Well, I believe so, and of course all that is incredibly exciting. But yeah, I agree. I think it'll start to come back because it'll become more relevant. It'll be in the news. But this particular thing with Twitter, there's obvious political ramifications and business ramifications that are going to be attached to that. So we have to see, the proof will be in the pudding. What does he do? How does it work out? And then he'll probably come out on top, one would think.
Right. Now, the U.S. economy rebounded in the third quarter, and right away, Joe Biden and company, oh, the economy's up, our programs are working, we've been so good, and the GDP grew at 2.6% annual rate from July to September, reversing 6 months of decline, we're on the right track, everything's going to be great, kumbaya. Right. The experts don't agree with them. As a matter of fact, they believe the latest data suggests a recession is probably not imminent, although not gone altogether, because the Federal Reserve is still likely to continue hiking interest rates to try to cool inflation. That's not going away.
No, I'm so glad you mentioned interest rates, Captain, because that's exactly my thought when you were talking about that. People would have to really see major improvements in the economy, including, but not limited to, but including the interest rates coming down again, where people can borrow money at a much lower rate, where they can buy a new home, this kind of thing. Right now, this is going to, I hate to say, I think going to be a blip. Any good news is good, but it's not a trend. And we're 2 weeks away, basically, from the midterms. It's not enough to give Joe Biden and the Democrats a free pass from everybody who's being hurt by this horrible economy.
No, it's not. And hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ears. So I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot more to talk about on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. We'll be back. Or as Arnold said, I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials are warning about soaring heating costs. The Department of Energy expects heating bills to go up about 28% this season as inflation rises. Axios reports people in states like Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, and Maine should expect caps on heating oil purchases as supplies dwindle. It's been months since the Uvalde school shooting, which left 19 children and two teachers dead. And parents and families are calling for consequences for the slow police response. Texas State Democratic Senator Roland Gutierrez says the public has a right to more information on the case.
They don't want to see their dead kids. They want to know who failed. And who failed was every law enforcement agency at the scene and even the BORTEC team.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I'll do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I myself personally have taken for the last 8 years. And I take a packet of the capsules, four pills in the little packet, to start my day every day. It stays in my system because it keeps the inflammation down that I have in my left leg and ankle that sometimes goes over to my right foot, ankle and leg, and it keeps the pain down, and it's just something that works for me. That's the only way I can describe it. It works. Now, it does what they say it's going to do, and that is that it does go after, in fact, the inflammation that you have, the problem with the pain that you'll have, and the problem with swelling that you'll have, and it works with all of that. Now, the reason for that is because of the natural ingredients in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. And I mean, it works. It's 100% drug-free. No drugs in this at all. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort. Now, it comes in little convenient individual packets, and all you got to do to get them is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and try the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is all that costs for 3 weeks. And at the end of 3 weeks, if it works for you and you decide to stay on it, it'll cost you a few extra dollars along the line. But that's because you then go to monthly billing and you'll get it shipped to you every month. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try because, like Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
How about that?
That's right.
Dynamic. Dynamic. All right. Back with more. A Turning Point event, Turning Point USA event, in California at the University of California, Davis, which I believe is Berkeley. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was shut down after multiple attacks by leftist militants on the attendees were unanswered. Not by the UC Davis police, who were kept from intervening, but a handful of counter-protesters ready for a fight.
Wow. I mean, you know, the idea of any kind of event that would be affected by this kind of thing is really shocking. Unfortunately, I guess it's not so shocking anymore, but it's unthinkable to have these kinds of things happen.
Well, these were college students going at it on a college campus for the most part. There may have been a high school student or two in there that may have gotten on the campus for whatever reason, but the majority were college students. I've not heard Charlie Kirk say one word about this. I don't know why. It seems to me if I were him, I would address this. But they are definitely, by they, I mean whoever they are, whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether or not it's Antifa or whoever it is definitely going after Charlie Kirk's group, and they do not want their voices to be heard.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, it's become all too easy, right, especially after not only the pandemic, but obviously the riots that we saw back in 2020 as a vehicle to suppress political ideas or to try to intimidate people. Obviously, we've seen it in history, right? I mean, we understand, we remember the brown shirts in Nazi Germany, this kind of thing. But unfortunately, it seems to be making a resurgence, and we need to universally condemn it. You need to hear people on both sides of the aisle go after this stuff.
And the Nazis also had the black shirts when it came to the younger people, and those were the SS troops, the Gestapo.
Right, right. And through fear, intimidation, these kinds of things, you know, America is, a marketplace of ideas. And we're not afraid, by the way, of the ideas. You know, Captain, I think it's really important to point out that we're not afraid of the socialist ideas or the communist ideas. We've seen them fail. And we can point to that, and we're not afraid to stand up for what the American way of life is all about, and that can be very powerful.
Now, something else that ought to make somebody's fur stand up on the back of their neck is at a New Jersey school board meeting this past week, parents were outraged once again over the district's transgender policy, where they were told by the board's lawyer that it is not the right of the parents to determine the curriculum taught to their children at public schools, who were complaining about that curriculum and they wanted it off and out of the agenda.
Well, again, isn't this something, Captain? I mean, obviously, parents are part of the community. The school board would emanate out of that community, and the parents have every right, I think, to come in and make their voice heard about these kinds of curriculums. It's just that simple. But again, there's intimidation. Oh, no, you have no say. Well, of course they have a say. In fact, and let's just say, just for the sake of argument, that they really didn't have a say. But haven't we seen, Captain, even in our own history, where you have the ability to have civil disobedience or other parts of world history, civil disobedience to actually right a wrong that's being done against the people? That's a tradition that is held in very high regard. So even if that were the case, that's still their right to go in and say, we need to make a change.
Whatever happened to free speech?
Well, what happened to free speech is free speech can be suddenly determined to be hate speech, or it can be offensive to somebody. Well, I got news for everybody, and that is that free speech is not pretty. Sometimes people will get offended, and we have the right to be able to say what we think. Now, obviously, we don't go around trying to deliberately hurt anybody, hurt their feelings, or these kinds of things are to be mean-spirited, but you have to be able to say what you believe and say it boldly. The other side can say what it believes and says it and say it boldly. So let's see what wins out in the marketplace of ideas.
What did that trust Star Trek thing used to be? Going boldly where no other men have gone or something like that?
That's right. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Okay. All right.
That's right. It's spoken by the great William Shatner, of course.
Project Veritas yesterday dropped a document leaked by the FBI regarding election crimes. It was a list of potential offenses that the Bureau will be looking for on social media in the lead-up to the midterm elections.
The election crimes, right? I guess.
Beware of the election crimes.
That's right. Well, but that's, I mean, you know, how Orwellian can you get? You know, remember with George Orwell, it was thought crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could have a thought crime. You know, so here we are. This notion that what may be the expression of a political idea, again, not meant to be overtly offensive or breaking the law or any of these kinds of things or inciting violence, but a political idea, could that be, quote-unquote, an election crime?
Sure.
You know? And so, again, who makes that determination? And so, you know, Captain, you know, you grew up and I grew up in an America where you had to be discerning, and you had to realize that some people are going to say things that you don't like, and you know, you have to be able to go on with your life about things and make your own argument.
Now, less than 2 weeks before Election Day, 2022, Republicans lead in the closely watched midterm races for governor and U.S. Senator in Georgia. And we know that because we had that comment earlier that we got from Charles Chucky Boy Schumer telling President Biden that they were trailing in the Senate race with Warnock and Herschel Walker. Now, Stacey Abrams is also trailing, and she's trailing by as many as 9 points, depending on what you look at. I don't see anything that's got her very close, do you?
No, I don't. I think it's just you got to get the cheesy poofs ready to go on election night to see what in the heck Stacey Abrams is going to say and how she's going to say it and how she's going to explain to you how it didn't go well again or something like that. And I'm not really trying to be funny per se, but unfortunately, Captain, you know, we may just be going through the same thing again with Stacey Abrams.
Well, of course we are. Of course we are. We know that.
Well, sure. And I think as we've talked about a little bit before in past programs, you know, we're going to find out that there's going to be a lot of Democrats who are going to be, quote unquote, election deniers, right around Election Day or right soon following Election Day. And it'll be interesting to see.
Well, folks, you hang in there, because when we come back, we are definitely going to have our Truckers Highway and Byway report, which there's been some changes in the weather around the country, some for the good and some for the bad. And we're going to tell you all about where it is. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
People talking about what is and what ain't country. What gives them the right to wear a pair of beat-up boots? Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Well, give me a minute, let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor home. fishing rim lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pine. Stateside covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you. I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver Queen corn in the backyard dirt. Waiting for the fall to finally come along, so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Southside covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country.
That is Luke Bryan. I'll tell you what, Kyle, I can relate to a lot of the words of that song.
Absolutely. That's a good one.
Yep, because I was born and brought up on a farm. It wasn't a big farm, but it was big in terms of standards as to what some people thought because of what was made up on the farm. But our neighbors, we knew who our neighbors were. We knew what was going on, and if one of our neighbors got in trouble, we were all in trouble, and we all helped everybody, and that's the way it should have been, and that's the way it was. Now, I got to tell you about the weather, folks. We do have some problems out there. And then we'll let Kyle take it over. A line of strong to severe thunderstorms with locally heavy rain associated with a strong weather system is moving across Texas right now, and it might have some twisters in it. There's a possibility, let's put it that way. And up in the Pacific Northwest, another weather system is going to produce rain with higher elevation mountain snow. And we got another one coming down from Alaska right behind it about 2 or 3 days that'll be hitting the Northwest again, bringing more heavy rain and snow as winter is upon us. And there's snow over on the West Coast in the mountains of Oregon and Northern California, too, as well as right now up into New Mexico, the mountains of New Mexico and the mountains of Colorado. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you're right. Up in the Pacific Northwest, we're looking for rain starting up here on Friday in Seattle, also in Portland, Oregon. Maybe a tiny bit of respite on Saturday, but it's all going to start back up again as we head towards the end of the weekend and into next week. So it's definitely going to be wet. Right now on the radar map, we're seeing that rain that is right now north of Seattle and beginning to move into Washington again, also heading towards Portland, Oregon, as well. So also, we've got some freeze warnings to tell you about. Listener Aaron, tonight in Denver, has a freeze warning. This is in the Denver area. And then also in Salt Lake
City. She's probably got her woolly socks on.
Well, hopefully so. That's right. Our friends in Salt Lake City also have a hard freeze warning tonight. Frost advisory on Interstate 5 north of Redding as you head into Oregon. That's going to be with you as you go a little bit north of Medford. And Richard the Marine checked in earlier with his captain saying that I think it was 59 degrees and it was going to be raining by daylight. So that's part of that system, obviously, that's coming in. Ben, in terms of the actual rain on the radar map that we see right now this morning, we're not seeing a whole lot except for what we told you about in Seattle, but here we go. This is becoming kind of a tradition here, Captain. Warning to alien spacecraft. Roswell, New Mexico, getting some rain right now, so be careful. It's going to extend a little bit east of that as you head over towards Caprock over on Highway 380. So
going in the dark
out there.
Going in
That's
the dark.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Be careful.
All right, well, let me move you over into Texas, folks, because over there around Plainview on down towards Midland and Odessa, and that is moving to the east, I might add. You do have a line of severe thunderstorms with some rain, heavy rain, flooding going on, not to mention the fact that you've also got some bad, could be some bad thunderstorms in there, severe thunderstorms as well. So be advised and keep your weather radio on. And by the way, Kyle, Richard says, Richard the Marine says it's 49 degrees up there right now.
49, that's
not
right.
Not 59, yeah, 49.
I think I said 59, yeah. So
yeah, you did.
49, yeah.
So that weather's going to move along to the east, and there's another system behind it in eastern New Mexico, which is probably going to have some more storms in it. It'll be coming across probably around daylight or thereabouts. We do have some windy conditions and some gale weather down along the Gulf of Mexico from Brownsville on up around to, let me see here, on up around almost all the way to New Orleans, but certainly over towards Lafayette, Louisiana at the present time, and it is moving. We also, going up the East Coast, have got some windy weather, gale force winds, from about Daytona Beach north all the way up to North Carolina, just over the line of North Carolina. That apparently is moving up the East Coast as part of that front system that came sailing through here yesterday and the day before, if you remember right. And we've got some rain tonight along the Delaware and Maryland coast, and that's going to be moving up into Jersey. We're also going to have some rain up around Long Island. Lynn might see some up there in Cape Cod. There definitely will be some in the higher elevation northern part of Connecticut as well. And there's a little bit of fog tonight up there in Maine. So be advised going up towards the great French fry country up there. You might have some rain on the way up there. And that, Kyle, is what we're looking at the moment. Now, tell us why we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J, especially if we're out there in a big rig. Oh, and a motorhome. Let's get the motorhomes in there tonight.
Well, of course, Captain, we want to go to Pilot Flying J Travel Centers because, number one, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America, and they are ready for you to pull in. They've got everything that you need, the fuel, the food, and the supplies. Also, they've got some special RV services, RV amenities as well, and I believe there's overnight parking in some of these different locations.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're coming in because you've got inclement weather. But if it's cold out there, you want to get a cup of hot coffee. It's the best cup of coffee on the interstate, we think you'll agree. Also, you want to try things like their chili, all the other great food options that they have. You want to go to pilotflyingj.com, check out their locations function. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out the location nearest you. And coming up in November, Captain, it looks like we're going to see a great new promotion from Pilot Flying J having to do with veterans. So we'll be telling you about that here
yeah.
in the next few days.
Yeah. Yeah, I am aware of that, and we'll be happy to see and find out about it. And, of course, you know, folks, when you're out there in the highway, the new Flying J's, some of them are being outfitted with repair shops, and some of the pilots are being retrofitted again, made bigger and given better facilities. And it's all getting good, pretty good. Pilot Flying J, the largest truck stop chain in the United States, and they are there for you. The highway hero, that's what we call you, the truck drivers of America, the highway heroes out there. So, Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back right after these here messages coming your way. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.